from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, it's Friday! WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike, 2-0 in the preseason. Eagles are humming. Jackie Baseball, that's 2 in a row, baby.
We're back.
I'll let you, boy.
We're back. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Mister didn't even want to get to the second stage of grief over there. Is still stuck in number one. The gear is stuck in number one.
It's time to go number two.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in Packer Avenue, which is not Delaware County. It is South Philly. Never too early to start booking your fantasy football party. I mean, now it's not even early. Now it's you should be booking it. Book yours at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. We will get to the Eagles game a little bit later. Now, Phillies do win second in a row last night. I would say it was a first couple of months of the year feeling game last night. First of all, you had Zach Wheeler on the mound dominating, looking like Zach Wheeler. We had the offense, you know, successful in a number of different ways, stringing hits together, hit a couple of home runs. We also did get a cycle out of Weston Wilson.
Never a doubt.
Just looks like a ball player, that guy. Love that guy. But, you know, Jack says they're back. Here's where I am. I'm not going to get fooled again. And they have to earn my belief that they are back. I'm not, after the win against the Guardians, I was like, oh, they're back. And then the 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, I was like, oh, they're back. And then the win against the Diamondbacks in the first game of the series, I was like, oh, they're back. And every time over the last month and a half, I have believed that the Phillies are back when they win a game or two, they come right back and they go back into the sludge that they were in before. Now, I do believe that the Phillies at some point can be back, but I am not going to grant them back status. I am not going to be confident. I'm not going to say they figured it out until they do this longer than 2 games. To me, they got to win this series, then they got to win the Braves series, which is next, and then I will be ready to start making an assessment. But Ike, I am not ready to say the Phillies are back after 2 nice little wins.
Yeah, no way. No way, no how. As much as I want to believe that they're back, I am a bandwagon guy. Now, listen, I don't mind when the wave is going right.
You'll ride the wave.
I'll ride that bomber, man. I'll do it. Yep. I'll tell you. But I'm just not there yet. We've seen this a few times already over the last month and a half or 2 months, and things weren't able to be sustained. And that's sort of where I'm at right now. You know, I want them to prove it to us that they're out of this rut.
They have to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they didn't get in this rut overnight, and they're not going to get out of it overnight. So I need a couple of weeks of good baseball, listen, I'm not going to hold the quality of opponent against them right now because we just need the W's. We've seen enough L's of late that I'll take the W's. But as far as believing that the team is back where I once believed they were, I'm not there yet. I can't be there yet. Saw some good things last night. Listen, it's great when they're hitting the way that they're hitting right now. It's awesome to watch everybody contribute. And again, keep it going. Keep it going. Don't actually let your guard down and give away a game. Like, honestly, you should go ahead and sweep this team. It's clear that you're the better team. It's clear that you're the better team. You're going to have three of your best pitchers going in the series, so you should certainly win three of them. And then it's clear that you have the offense that's humming right now to put up the type of numbers that you're putting up. Carry this momentum throughout the weekend, throughout the rest of this homestand, and then let's go to Atlanta for a big series and actually put our foot on the Braves' throat.
Let's go win the division in Atlanta next week, and then let's have a conversation.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are back after these two wins? Now, Jack,
yes.
Obviously you, as the heart of the optimistic Phillies fan, paint a picture as to why you believe they're back.
Well, because I think they broke the seal. Like, I think they reached the low point of the season, obviously, with that loss on Tuesday night. That loss on Tuesday night felt like rock bottom. We talked about that on Wednesday when we were out. That's rock bottom, and how they respond to that moment is going to tell you a lot about this baseball team. And I think how they've responded by having the team meeting, by everyone starting to pull in the right direction again and believing in each other again. Like, I think the team that you've seen the last two nights is much, 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 much closer to the team that we've seen at the beginning of the season. And I think that they lost their identity there. Like, I think they thought they were going to get out of it. They couldn't get out of it. They put themselves into cruise control, which we don't really want to see. But I think having that Schwarber home run and then piling on and remembering how good they are, I think that they are back from the standpoint of, we let our guard down a little bit, we're all locked in, all moving in the same direction now, and that crap won't happen again. So I think they were, like, I think if you don't believe they're back, then I'm not sure how much you really believed in them to be at the forefront.
You're not doing that.
But it is.
But it's not.
But it is.
But it's not. What is the difference between these two games and the two wins over the Dodgers?
The quality of opponent?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, why would I believe now?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying? Here's where I am.
And they beat the Dodgers, and then what happened?
And here's why they have to earn it for me, is because would any of us, and I'm asking for an honest response, would you be all that surprised that, you know, is it Nola going tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Would you be all that surprised that we're in the third inning, it's 1-0 Phils, and Nola has one of those Nola innings, and we're down 4-1, and we end up losing the game 6-2. Like, is that a situation that would surprise you? And if it wouldn't, then you can't believe that they're back, and it wouldn't surprise me. Now, it could go the other way, for sure, and I'm open to them being back, but I can't just grant it because I've just been hurt too many times over the last 6 weeks thinking this was coming.
But I think having the team meeting, having that little, like, come to Jesus moment, that didn't happen after the Dodgers series. That was like, we're back, and then they didn't follow through with it. And sure, like, do you want to see them follow through more, of course, rather than this winning two games against the Marlins and the Nationals? I guess the reason why I feel that they're back is I thought they were one of the best teams in baseball, if not the best team in baseball. I think they got off course. And I think that just watching them play and having the little moments that they've had the last night, the Schwarber home run, the Weston Wilson home run, I think they're like, okay, we weathered the storm, we went down a little bit, now let's go back to playing Phillies baseball. So it's a bit projection-y, and I know that. But I still believe in them, and I think that they got the crap out of their system with that team meeting. I'm a sucker for a team meeting, Spike.
Well, look, I'm glad they did it. I'm glad that they decided it was necessary. I'm glad that they decided that it was necessary to sit Trey down. But you actually didn't answer my question. Would you be shocked if tonight that happens with Aaron Nola?
With the classic Nola start? No. I mean,
okay,
of course
so
not.
Yeah, so that I
but
guess,
like, but like, that's any start. Like, that's not just because of right now.
Well, but you wouldn't have said that if it, in the middle of May.
But I think the offense. I trust the offense is more prone to come back and win the game tonight.
Like, let's say if he has a Nola start, which is three or four runs, this team should score more than three or four runs against the Nationals.
Well, they should. They should, but we've just seen so many times. And against you said you're not going to hold the, you know, the quality opponent against him, and I agree. But the reason that you can't hold the quality opponent against him is because we've seen them lose to bad teams over the last 6 weeks. You know, we've seen them lose to good teams and seen them lose to bad teams. And this isn't. You know, you're projecting out saying that you believe they're back because you believe they will continue to play this way, and I get it. And I'm not projecting out saying I don't think they will.
Sure.
What I'm saying is that for me to feel comfortable to look forward and say, okay, I can watch this team without that sort of anxiety that I've been watching with, I need to see it happen more times.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, I agree with that.
And I do hear that. But at the same time, I also remember last year where they had a similar kind of break the seal moment with the Trey Turner home run.
Yep.
Or Trey Turner ovations, and they rode that wave.
Yep.
And I think that offensively, at least, they're closer to being, from that standpoint, you know, back. But they're also, Wheeler looked great last night. That was like
he looked awesome.
A good old-fashioned Wheeler kind of start.
Yep.
And Ranger is coming back in the next week.
Okay,
and
but we haven't seen Ranger look
good. We haven't seen Ranger, I know, but I hope that the time
since
off.
Since before the All-Star break, by the way. Yeah.
Time off, back spasms, whatever. Like, getting him back, you have a front, you have your first four, so you're not pitching Tyler Phillips or Taijuan Walker or Colby Allard, who I know had the one good start, and getting that also team kind of back rolling. Like, I just believe more and more that team meeting, that Schwarber home run, the way they've played since, has me feeling like they're back.
215-592-9494, do you believe the Phillies are back? And one quick note on that, and then we'll introduce next question, is this should be a lesson to us in Philadelphia that it's okay to express to the team that you're unhappy, that it doesn't make you an unsupportive fan. And I thought last year's moment with Trey Turner was great, that everyone supported Trey and it helped them through it. But also, I thought Tuesday night, with the fans saying enough is enough with this already and booing the team, I thought was appropriate too.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked a lot over the last couple of months about, well, just because you're unhappy with how they're playing doesn't mean that you don't like them. It doesn't mean that you don't believe in them. But you are spending your time, your money, your emotion on the success and failure of this team. You know, and it's okay to say that you're
not
happy.
But here's the thing, though. Here's why I push back against this from you.
Why?
Because you want us to feel that way, or you want fans to feel that way because you feel that way in that moment. Like, the fan has the option to hang on and believe as long as they want to.
No, I agree.
I agree. So hold on. Yep. So it's okay if the fans aren't ready to give up or burn down the house with, you know, 20 games ago. They needed to see more until they got to that frustration level. You got there earlier, and we're not going to blame you for that, okay? You were right. But you can't tell us as fans that when we should get mad about a team that has shown us that they've come back from adversity. See, a large part of fans constantly believing in this team and not saying the season is over is because of what they've done the last 2 years. That's where that belief comes from. We've never been in a position with this team where we've had to front run. We've always come from behind. Pause. Yeah, we've always done that with this team.
No, I don't disagree.
So that's why fans hold off on saying it's over with or getting to a frustration level where it feels like they've given up on the team.
No, I don't disagree. And okay. I don't disagree with your saying that it's okay if fans believe longer than I believed or anything like that. I think my point being, it's okay to be unhappy. And it's okay to express that unhappiness whenever you feel it. And it doesn't make you a bad fan.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you don't believe. And it doesn't mean you don't like the guys.
Well, it shows you care.
Yeah, that's all. And whether it was Tuesday night or whether it was 2 months ago, whenever it happens, it happens. I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't disagree there. It happened for me earlier, but it's fine. I also didn't live through the last 2 years, you know, minute by minute like you guys did, which is probably why, you know, my first experience with this iteration of the Phillies every day was just them being good.
Right.
You know, I didn't have to live through the ups and downs. So I get it completely. But I also think it is part of fandom to express when you're excited and when you believe and when you don't believe. And that's part of it. And I actually like it with the Phillies too, because previously, years ago, when people were unhappy with the Phillies, they would just check out. And it would just be they wouldn't care. You know, whereas the Eagles don't feel that. When people are unhappy with the Eagles, they express that unhappiness.
It gets intense.
Intense. And with the Phillies, they just stop showing up. And by the way, it happened at Citizens Bank Park. It happened at Citizens Bank Park even during the Tomey era.
Sure.
You know, very early on. So I'm glad that we're in a place where the first reaction with the Phillies when they're not doing, when you're unhappy, is to express that rather than to say, I'll just go check out the Eagles. Do you know what I mean? That's all I was saying. I agree that just because people weren't mad a month ago the way that I was, that's fine. It is what it is. I'm going to say how I feel. You're going to say how you feel, all those kinds of things. But also,
am I the way with the Eagles?
Yep.
Even last year, although it got increasingly louder, the disgruntledness and the frustration from the fan base as those losses mounted, I still remember the majority was still hanging in there up until we lost to Arizona, pretty much.
Right. That there was going to – they just needed a game or two.
So we were still hanging in there thinking they could turn it around, but the Arizona game was the game I believe broke everybody's back.
Yeah, there was no break the seal moment with last year's Eagles team.
Yeah.
Like even when they beat the Giants in that crap game.
Right.
Yeah. That didn't do much.
It didn't
everybody.
Do much. Yeah. People were still mad the next day.
Yes. Well, that had to be a shootout. Imagine being in a shootout with Daniel Jones.
No, it wasn't.
But that wasn't even Daniel Jones.
No, it was Tyrod Taylor.
Well, it started with
your boy, Danny Cutlets.
Tommy Cutlets.
Tommy Cutlets. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are back? And for next question today, the winner of next question will become an official Foxhole guy of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is Madonna's 66th birthday.
Unbelievable.
So happy birthday, Madonna. We want your best Madonna memory. No, I'm just kidding. For next question today, you got to give us your go-to blonde. Go-to blonde can be fictional, can be real, could be a fake blonde, could be a bleached blonde, but your go-to blonde. Jack, give us your go-to blonde.
Owen Wilson.
Huh?
Owen Wilson.
From Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Owen Wilson's a stone cold mortar lock, a Mount Rushmore of blondes.
Okay, all right. Jack goes Owen Wilson.
Not judging, but I'm just saying.
Well,
I wasn't going to dude.
It's open.
It is open.
All right. I thought you might. Would you want to? I got mine.
Go ahead.
So mine is a little more down the center, I think.
Okay.
And you know I'm an Iconsman. Marilyn Monroe is the blonde of all blondes to me.
Yeah.
The primary blonde.
She on the Mount Rushmore
blonde?
I've
never seen her, though.
I've seen plenty of pictures and movies.
And magazines.
Thought about it a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Magazines.
There you go.
my go-to blonde is my wife. The second blonde is Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Way to double back.
All right. Yeah. Do you got a go-to blonde?
Oh. I'm not really a blondesman.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
really a blondesman.
Probably have to go with Charlize.
Theron is a great blonde. Great blonde.
I mean, she's not above Sharon Stone.
Well, let's not do all the blondes.
Ooh, that was a good one right there.
We got to hold that for Yoshi.
Again, it's not bigger than Owen Wilson. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you just gave one of them away.
You really wanted to say Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone off the
board.
Well,
I think
horn dog.
I think those two.
What was the name of the movie?
Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Oh, it's top tier.
Well, she's True Lies, too, right? Is she not?
Can you believe nobody brought that up as a nude scene?
Did you bring it up on your Mount Rushmore?
No, I brought it up. It was one of my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's all time.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
215-592-9494.
I think we lost life in the segment.
Do you believe the Phillies are back? And next question today is give us your go-to blonde. Did you just hear that? Oh, my God.
Zoned out.
You start thinking about it. Crossing her legs.
It's
jarring.
John in West Philly.
Legs!
John in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, Ike, Spike, Fritz. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, John?
So I called, I think, 2 days ago. I said I was in the acceptance stage. And the good part about being in the acceptance stage is, you know, I don't think the season is over. But, you know, when we win, it kind of is what it is. Because when we win, Swarber's doing his job. I mean, Willow was pitching. I kind of pencil him in for a win every time on FanDuel. So, you know, we won, but it was against the Nationals. And I think where the season, like, really depends on is what we do against the Braves.
How they won. If they're winning those, if they're squeaking by the Nationals and the Marlins, and, like, Like you watch them, and it's like, yeah, they're kind of struggling here. Like they came in and they showed up and they scored four in the first. Like they weren't even messing around with them. And I think a month ago, they weren't like destroying the bad teams. They were hanging on against the bad teams. And I think that's the biggest reason why I feel confident now. And listen, the Tyler Phillips game, they're down 5-2. I get it, but that's also Tyler Phillips. I don't know if he's going to be here in 2 weeks. Like. Last night and the night before, they looked like a different team, and they just needed to be reminded how good they are. And I hope that that's what that team meeting did.
No, I totally understand, but at the same time, like Weston Wilson, he went crazy yesterday. Like, all right, we can't expect that out of that spot every single night. And it was against the Nationals. We're going to go up against better pitching, the best pitching in the playoffs. Like, teams' aces, like, are we going to be able to do that? Are the hitters going to be able to hit? It's just things that, like, we've seen, like, all the time fall apart. Like, week after week. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, man, I got you. It's just, like, yeah. Ultimately they're going to hit in the playoffs or they're not. Are they going to get back to playing better baseball and be closer to the team they saw the first half of the year? Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see.
And also, Ranger Suarez, like, he could come back and just not be the same Ranger Suarez that he was. Like, it's just a lot of uncertainty.
Well, the Ranger thing I agree with. And Ranger is one part of this that I'm interested to see. Mm-hmm. Ranger didn't look good for several starts.
Yep.
And I have that – maybe it's because I have that A's start burned into my head because we were at that game. Well, no, he just looked so exhausted,
right.
You know. Yeah. So I'm a little worried about Ranger because I'm a little worried it's something other than the back.
He's been out long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's still not back, you know. Yeah, I'm not convinced yet. So, John, for next question today, give us your go-to blonde. What do you got?
I don't know if this is cheating or not, but can I go Beyonce when she dyed her hair blonde? I think she looked crazy with it.
Yeah.
I almost did Beyonce, but I thought that wouldn't have counted either.
Nah,
so, yeah.
It counts, John. I'm a Foxhole guy. So
no, it's all good.
Before, but maybe I'll be the first double Foxhole guy. Pause.
Well, I don't think you need a pause there.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, John. Thank you.
I'll start getting a list of sisters that change their hair to blonde.
Well, there are some that we've discussed, by the way, on this show. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to do your Mount Rushmore of black women with blonde hair later on? Go-to blonde?
I don't have one, honestly.
Really? I'm not a big
blonde guy. I know women that, the Beyonce blonde thing, yep. Okay.
You didn't like it? Okay. All right.
By the way, Yoshi just texted me.
Oh, here we go.
He said, I have so many blondes.
I was going to say, do we need to schedule a segment with Yoshi today? That's the real question.
He says, off work at 4. He's calling immediately.
Coming up next, there was an Eagles game last night, and we will get Ike's biggest takeaway from last night's game, and we will ask him where he stands on the biggest question in Philadelphia right now, Pickett or McKee. That is next, and we will continue this conversation on the Phillies. Do you believe they're back? I'm not giving it to them yet. Ike's not giving them to it yet. Jack says yes. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's is the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You remember this? Collision Course with Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
Yes, sir.
It's a fun little album and performance there.
Hey, underrated song right here.
Yeah.
This is better than Jay-Z's original Encore.
Yeah,
this is better.
Numb Encore is awesome. That's an awesome album. Yeah. It felt like the first time I listened to it, I was like, I won't listen to this ever again, you know. But when you go back to it, it's a pretty cool album, pretty cool moment.
Not as good as him and Timberlake.
What?
Come on, him and Justin Timberlake?
Nah.
Linkin Park. Holy Grail?
Nah.
Come on.
Holy Grail was good. But this Linkin Park was it's still my jam.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Phillies have won two in a row. Last night, in impressive fashion, Jack says they're back. Jack is a little too easy on the Phillies.
That's not true.
It was definitely true.
It's not true. You sure heard me Tuesday night on the final out.
Oh, yeah. It only took you 2 months. Ike and I say they have to earn being back. Show us winning this series. Show us winning the Brave series.
They're going to win the series.
Just show it to us first. They got to earn it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are back? Matt in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Matt.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Matt?
What up, Matt?
I'm just here to say don't buy back in.
Why?
They're not back. And it's on Dave Dombrowski for not getting the offensive personnel in the room that they need. I think outside of Schwarber, Harper, Turner, and Boehm, I think that offense can't be counted on, especially late in the postseason. And I think that's on Dave Dombrowski. You had guys like Randy Rosarena going for not even top prospects. And, yeah, we get Austin Hayes, who's not gonna do anything for us.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I wouldn't say anything.
I think we'll look back. I know Ike was on Austin Hayes before anyone
yes,
here.
Yes, big so, Austin Hayes man.
Like, they.
Oh, y'all hating, man.
We would never hate. But, I mean, ultimately, they're going to need the stars to be the stars. Like, if Turner, Harper, Schwarber, and Boehm are those guys in the playoffs, are probably going to be fine, and then you need someone else to kind of step up and get a hit. Like, I would have liked Randy Rosarena 100%. Like, I think that would have been the move to make at the deadline if they weren't going to go with Luis Robert. But, like, they also can get back in other ways, like pitching staff-wise and bullpen-wise. And I just think that, you know, there's this fear that – I think the reason why you don't think they're back is because we've been hurt over the last, you know, month with this team. But, like, I think they've gotten out of that. Are they winning the World Series? I don't know. But at least from the standpoint of, have they gotten out of their funk and they're closer to being back to the team of the first 2 months? That's what I think happened.
Matt, I do think that if they don't win the World Series or go to 7 games in the World, or something like that, I think we will look back at the trade deadline, and I do think Dombrowski will be judged harshly for that. I think, you know, he at the deadline has not been particularly aggressive or successful, and I do think that could come back to haunt them. Though I do agree with Jack, I think they can get back to everybody feeling good about them and them having a decent shot in the playoffs this year without that. But I do think if they don't win the World Series, I think Dombrowski not being aggressive at the deadline is something that will definitely come up and he will be judged for.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, you go to the World Series and the NLCS in back-to-back years and you're still not aggressive. I couldn't believe that Austin Hayes was our big move.
He got suckered in by the vibes. He got suckered in by the vibe of the team.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
That's fair. Hey, Matt, next question today. Give us your go-to blonde.
My go-to blonde has to be Spike Eskin.
There we go. That's a winning answer, Matt. That is a winning answer. Thank you
Man,
for the
prime call. Prime Spike, too.
Yeah, yep. And by the way, I've had this blonde, and I also, for several years during college and after college, had the bleach blonde look going too.
Ah.
Yeah, there's been all different. There's a Mount Rushmore of different haircuts.
I'll tell you what,
never been a blonde.
No,
really.
No.
Interesting.
Well, somebody listening will definitely tweet us out you as a blonde. I think that can be fixed on the internet.
You never had frosted tips?
Never had frosted tips.
The frosted tips were big.
So the Twitter question, there's a dual Twitter question here, and one will get us into the Eagles here for a moment. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Phillies are back? What do you think it's at, Ike? Yes or no?
I'd say no, 58%.
It is actually yes, 58%.
Come on.
People were very angry 2 days ago.
Yep.
That has gone away.
Yep.
And then to get us into last night's game, the who should be the Eagles' backup QB this season? Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee? What do you think that
That's definitely Tanner McKee.
Yeah, 68% yes. Tanner McKee.
Unbelievable.
You know, and
I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, I'm actually with you. You know, when we were...
Why?
What's that?
It's not a debate.
Of course it should be a debate.
No, it's Kenny Pickett. Stop.
You going two gloves?
Easily.
No.
Did you watch the game?
He's an NFL. He's an NFL quarterback.
And based on what?
He can. I trust him way more to be able to play point guard than I trust Tanner McKee.
By the way, he's such an NFL quarterback that the Steelers spent a first-round pick on him and gave up on him in 2 years.
Yeah.
The dumpster fire.
For two guys that have actually been given up on by their organizations.
But right. Yeah. Like, they didn't even keep him there for the competition.
Yeah, I just don't care about the Steelers. I mean, I think Matt Canada's horrible.
Oh, because they've only been a winning franchise for two decades.
Well, hold on. They have gone to the stamp. They've lowered their standard, the Steelers have.
The Steelers have?
Yeah, dude. They're happy with the stupid Mike Tomlin, like, oh, he's over 500 again, when they're 9-8 every year.
I don't know if that's their standard, but they got to give them credit. They have a model in which they live by, and it hasn't led to titles of late.
No.
But is that more because players didn't necessarily perform, or they didn't have players? Like, they've had good players.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, listen. I don't want to go overboard on the young man, but let's just face it. You know, Tanner McKee, I believe, has a higher ceiling.
First, I mean, you can just look at it when you see them play.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And for one guy to not have the quote-unquote tools that the first rounder has, he certainly looks more comfortable in the offense. I don't want to hear about backups. I don't want to hear about the third stringers. I don't want to hear about any of that because, quite frankly, Kenny Pickett was out there playing against backups.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they were the Patriots starters, those are backups. The Patriots may have the worst roster in the entire NFL.
It's not great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, how many playmakers did you see for the Patriots last night?
Well, on
either side of the ball.
They traded their only good defensive line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, Kenny Pickett was behind the B offensive line as well.
So then what line was Tanner McKee behind?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
C.
Also, he was also like the third string defense for the Patriots.
Oh, my
dude, Kenny Pickett
God.
Was getting blown up last night. What'd you want him to do?
Dude, no,
you
know what Pickett was holding on to the ball.
Yes. It takes him longer to throw the ball.
Yeah.
By the way, one from a holding the ball perspective, but even just his release, it's just like something that you can see. It seems like not only does Tanner McKee have a better hold on the offense and make quicker decisions, I honestly think
throws a prettier ball too.
Yeah, from an arm perspective, he throws the ball like a quarterback. Yeah,
you got to break the Steelers' stink off of Kenny Pickett.
Well, okay. Also, we need a full year of this then.
Well, I'll give them. I think if they get into a game where, you know, Jalen's out and he has A.J. Brown, he has Saquon Barkley, he has Devontae Smith, and a real offensive line, I think Kenny Pickett's perfectly fine. And Tanner McKee, I have no idea. He played at Stanford. He won 6 games in his career at Stanford.
Who cares? Okay. He's in the NFL.
I know. But he's a sixth round pick.
I know Pitt is a football factory.
They won the ACC. Well, professional wise, they are. I mean, if you want to go, their roster is better than like Penn
Pitt
State
Panthers.
In the NFL. Well, I know, but they won the ACC his last year there.
Wait a minute. Didn't Richie go to Stanford?
No, but I'm talking about like when he was there. All right.
Okay.
Just when they were there.
Okay.
They won 6 games, and Kenny Pickett won the ACC.
I'm not telling you Tanner McKee is the next great quarterback. He's a backup quarterback. Make no mistake about it. But I'm saying I look at these guys, and I have more confidence in McKee than I do Kenny Pickett. I know the Eagles traded for Kenny Pickett. He's not going anywhere. So I understand Nick Sirianni saying what he said last night, that Kenny Pickett as the backup quarterback or what have you. What'd they give up? They give up to get Kenny
Sixth,
Pickett?
I think.
That's it?
I think so. I think they gave him six to get him.
Why do I think it was a higher draft pick?
I thought it was a fourth or a fifth, honestly. Huh. But I guess we'll find out momentarily. Whatever it is.
Either way, they still drafted Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
He's their draft pick.
And by the way, you can't be precious about here's what I want them to make a decision on.
It was a fourth round pick.
There you go.
Okay.
I want the Eagles to make a decision on who the backup quarterback is based on who is going to be the best backup quarterback. Yeah. Not because you made a trade and you said to Kenny Pickett that he would be able to compete for this or that.
Right.
Make a decision because, you know, the backup quarterback isn't everything, but there could be three games this year where this guy needs to start.
Yeah.
Make the decision based on who's better. That's all. And by my eyes, and by a lot of people's eyes, Tanner McKee just looks like he can play quarterback better than Kenny Pickett. I don't have any specifics other than to tell you he throws a better ball, he made quicker decisions, and he looks like he has a handle on all of it better than Kenny Pickett does at this point.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, Ike had a concern and has a bit of a concern about one of the sides of the ball. He will tell you about that side right after Mr. Bald and Beautiful over here tells you how to solve one of those problems.
Damn right.
Yes, sir.
For years, you've heard the Glad Group on WIP talking about their amazing services. Spike just mentioned how bald and beautiful that I am, but not everyone can be so lucky. The Glad Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glad Group have restoration treatments to strengthen your hair before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant. And their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. Now, that's where the growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glad Group a call. Always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. Again, that number is 610-980-4000 or drglad.com. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right, Ike. Yes. Now, we talked, you know, before preseason just about all of the different questions that the Eagles have on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you had expressed, you know, you've watched them for a couple of games now. Where are you at defensively, concern level?
Well, listen, I'm still got a little bit of concern here. For the biggest reason is that I'm not seeing actual difference makers up front. I'm seeing potential, right? Listen, Bryce Huff, nice game last night. I had a chance to see, showed some flashes, played against the run, made some plays.
Well, he is a $50 million edge.
Yeah, exactly. So it's great that he showed us some flashes. Yep. I mean, Zach Bond made a couple tackles last night. That was good to see. Hadn't seen that. My secondary, although you were going up against Drake May last night, I'm just not sure we're ready to go up against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers offense and what they did last year and building off of that. Coming into this season, I talk about going up against these offenses that have already established cohesion. That's going to be our biggest detriment. You know, we're not going to have that learning curve with our defense. They're going to have to go out there, and it's going to be trial by error, which puts more pressure on your offense. I look at our defense right now, and I say, man, it's still a work in progress. I don't like the fact we allowed Justin Simmons to go to Atlanta.
They made two big defensive moves, by the way, and both could have helped the Eagles, by the way.
Get Matthew Judon from the Patriots and then signing Justin Simmons off the free agent market. Like, those are absolutely moves that could have helped the Eagles. The Eagles are putting faith in guys that they have on their roster already. I'm not sure those guys are ready to necessarily play, I guess, what did you call it? Complimentary. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Complimentary football with this Eagles offense, meaning you got to at least do something on the defensive side of the ball. You got to at least
make a play.
Make a play, get stops. You can't constantly put pressure on the offense to have to go down and score every time they get the ball because you've given up a touchdown. And you look at some of these teams, they're going to play early. They're going to play Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. They're going to play Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. They're going to play Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans in Tampa Bay. They're going to play Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Like, these are teams that ordinarily on paper, I'd be like, the Eagles are a better team. But when you're playing teams, A, Green Bay on a neutral site, Cleveland, underrated defense there. Atlanta, defense just got better. So you're playing some good defenses where your offense may not necessarily be clicking, and their offense is going against you. We got a lot of question marks in our back seven. Linebackers last night, good job, N'Kobe.
He's going to play. I mean,
Good job last night.
I think we would have all guessed, we would have been skeptical of N'Kobe Dean this year, and he's both in both preseason games, he's looked good.
I think. Here's the thing. I still don't know what he's going to be like covering anybody.
Got it.
Like, his biggest thing is athleticism and open space. Can he cover a tight end? Can he cover a running back out of the backfield? You get him going forward and he gets to make tackles, he can run to the football. I thought Jeremiah last night might have taken not necessarily a step back, but he certainly didn't necessarily take a big step forward last night. He was sort of out there, didn't necessarily make some plays. Saw him, he overran the ball once, maybe twice out there. Still on that learning curve. Devin White, I don't even know if he's playing. Is he playing in two games?
Yeah, he was out there last night.
I mean, is he out there?
For a guy who, by the way,
was a top five pick in the draft, by the way.
And a you know, a guy who, he seemed like a playmaker. Like, the book on him was that he tries to make plays, maybe even at the expense of playing structurally, you know, sound defense. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's concentrating on doing the things that he's supposed to do as opposed to being a playmaker. But I thought that's what he was brought here to do. I thought he was going to be a playmaker. And I haven't noticed him at all.
I've been watching him in two straight games just to see if I can see anything.
Really?
Just saying, with a player of his caliber, with the talent that he has and what he's already done in this league, for the two offenses that he's faced, which are essentially second-string offenses, we didn't play Lamar Jackson last week. Right? Like, we didn't – I expect somebody like Devin White, who's been to the Pro Bowl and 9 sacks, I expect to see him somewhere out there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, especially because the first thing we heard out of OTAs from Elliott was he's getting a 3-year contract extension.
Really?
Well,
I didn't even hear that.
He didn't.
Oh.
And there was Elliott. Check. Elliott's opinion was, when I asked him, when I was talking to Elliott, Jack acts like the audience knows every joke.
I know.
Elliott, so when Elliott was on, I told him that there are pluses and minuses to signing players to one-year deals. The plus is that they're playing for a contract. The minus can be that if they earn one, you might not be able to pay them. And Elliott's position was, oh, he'll just want to play here because they gave him a chance and he'll like the atmosphere here. Yeah. No, he'll go wherever they play.
The OTAs, yeah. Yep.
And you had some, you seemed concerned as well defensively.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they're going to touch the quarterback. Like, I don't think Nolan Smith can play. I know he has
two sacks.
He just looks so small. And I through the first two preseason games, am more worried about the defense than encouraged by the defense. I think it's going to be a work in progress rather than show up game one and they're going to be stalwart.
Yeah, I don't see it early. Granted, Slay's not out there playing. GJ's not out there playing.
But it's more the line for me than.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, no, it's the front seven basically for me because your linebackers. I don't know how confident I feel in which two linebackers are going to be out there. I'm seeing flashes from N'Kobe and Jeremiah. I feel great about the future. I think those guys are going to be our future.
Yeah.
Off the ball linebackers, but right now, if you're telling me we're 3 deep, 4 deep, and everybody's gonna get playing time, I don't know if we're good enough to do that with these guys that you can rotate four linebackers interior.
And does Nolan Smith have any other move besides trying to run past the guy?
That's all he has.
Or
he's too small.
Every time he tries to bull rush anyone, he can't move them.
No, he looks small to me out there when he's playing. That's what he tries to do. He tries to run. And by the way, the sack last night, it's like the running back pushed the guy into him. The only thing I would say as a devil's advocate to this is to remember where we're coming from and remember what we were trying to expect from this defense.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was truly thinking about this defense being top 5 or top 10, or the goal was get this defense back to respectability. Get them to mid-pack, right? And I would say I have the same concerns about getting to the quarterback, but the positive that I would say is that, okay, well, it looks like N'Kobe Dean can actually play a little bit. It looks like Jeremiah Chira can actually play a little bit. It looks like, you know, Quinyon Mitchell can actually play a little bit. You know, Isaiah Rogers, Keely Ringo, we'll see when they're in actual game action, but they look like they can contribute to the defense. And I guess my thought is we all thought the defense was going to be a work in progress. I expect it to be a work in progress. I expect them to be better in the second half of the year than they are in the first half of the year. And I think if the expectation is don't be a disaster, I think that's possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess I don't know what we were supposed
until
to.
Until we need a stop late in the game.
Well, that's for sure.
But it comes down to what your expectations are.
Yep.
Is your expectations to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
So if
how could they not be?
I know.
Well, but, yeah.
I know they're not yours.
They're not mine, yeah.
Which is fine. And, yeah. I think, you know, Ike speaks for more people thinking that,
yes,
that's this a Super Bowl or kind of bust kind of year. Mm-hmm. If they can't get to the quarterback, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Let me tell you this. You got Green Bay's offense. Atlanta's offense is going to look better this year. New Orleans, I'm not so sure about their offense and what this is going to look like. Tampa had a good offense last year. Cleveland has the potential to have a good offense, especially if they trade for Brandon Ayuk. New York stinks. You got Cincinnati's offense. You got Jacksonville and its offense. You got Dallas and its offense. Washington, Rams, Baltimore. Like, these are offenses that your defense is going to have to do something against.
Yeah.
Ike, you got to understand, defense is a luxury in the NFL.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a luxury in the preseason when the games don't matter. Yeah, I'm going to see if Hugh has that same tone when we can't stop anybody late in the game.
Well,
I'm so glad Bryce Huff looked good in the second preseason game.
You know what Hugh has to learn? Luxury is good. It is good to have luxury.
Yeah.
You know, the teams that win championships usually have a luxurious amount of talent.
I'll never understand.
A defensive player saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three out of the four teams in the conference championship game had the top three scoring defenses in the league.
Yes.
The Ravens, the Chiefs, and the 49ers.
Yep.
What is he talking about?
And then the two teams in the Super Bowl.
Had the top three, scoring defenses in the league, man. What are we talking about? Number two and number three. The Ravens were number one, Chiefs were two, 49ers were three.
215-592-9494. Alan, you're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, hey, I want to, real quick on the Phillies, I am a diehard Phillies fan. I can still name every player on the roster from the 1980 World Series team. My name and avatar on every website is the Philly Fanatic, and I love the Phillies. I do not believe. I know they can beat any team in the major leagues. I'm not even angry that they've been horrible since the A's series. But I do not believe, because the last 2 years I saw the bats go cold for three games in a row, and I know they're capable of that too. So I'm going to enjoy the ride, and like I said, I think they can beat any team in the major leagues. I'm just going to enjoy the ride. So that's my Phillies point.
I think that's fine, by the way. I think at this point, just sort
enjoy
of...
The ride.
It was not an enjoyable ride the last month.
Well, I think my point on... I think what you're trying to say is, like, your expectation is, I'm not sure, let me see, And I think that's fine at this point.
So technically, I don't believe, because I know they can win the series, and I also know they can go cold for three games in a row and get knocked out. But I love my Phillies, and I'm going to enjoy the ride. So I wanted to talk about the Eagles, though, because I live in Pittsburgh. I just happened to be up here this week for a funeral, and I've seen every Kenny Pickett game back to when he was in college, too. And
you agree he is the answer at backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, right. So Kenny Pickett and his tiny hands throwing interceptions and getting the ball out. So he's mobile, so he actually leans on the fact that he's mobile and he holds the ball too long. But I will tell you that Tanner McKee, when he played for Stanford, his whole offensive line got hurt. All his wide receivers graduated, and the team was bad. But this guy gets the ball out quick. He throws the ball accurate, and he actually is mobile too. He gets it out quicker, and he's accurate. Now, listen, this is what I really want to talk about, okay? I'm going to the Brazil game. I'm going to be in Brazil for 17 days with my wife.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Yeah, that is a really long time. You guys get two rooms? Just kidding. Go ahead.
And her 55th birthday, our 25th anniversary in the Eagles. We'll be in Rio for 13 days. We'll be in Sao Paulo for 3 days. I'm angry that the Packers, who beat the pants off the Cowboys in the playoffs, are playing their starters in the preseason, and we got new coordinators learning new offensive schemes, and we ain't going to play our starters and get them ready. That darn defense better be able to get a stop. And Jalen, he's going to have to score on every single drive because, like, they're not playing starters and the Packers are. I'm optimistic about our secondary, but Vic Fangio better scheme up some pressure on a quarterback and we're going to be in trouble. And they're going to force Jalen to score on every single trip.
Hey, Alan, give us your go-to blonde.
Okay, my go-to blonde is Suicide Blonde in XS.
Oh, well, that's a song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a great song too. It's a good. Now nobody in that band is blonde, but that's fine. Suicide Blonde's a great song, and it's actually a creative answer.
Yes,
you know, we asked for a go-to blonde. We were expecting people. He came up with a song.
Yeah. So you did say it could be anything.
I did say it's creative.
It could be a movie.
It could be a movie.
There's a big answer out there on movies.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
now, Jack.
What Jack's trying to? All Jack's going to do. You already gave away Sharon Stone. What are you doing here?
Just see if I can get some layouts for people.
We will continue the conversation about the Eagles. Are you worried about the defense, Tanner McKee, or Two Gloves Pickett? And are you back on the Phillies? Do you think the Phillies are back? Do you trust them once again? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.